This is copied text from www.martinus.dk, and audio here can be followed on site there. Choose Read Martinus Works, Livitzbog, Volume 1, and write in sect.33 yourself to find just this text. Chapter 2. The Divine Creative Principle, the Chief Factor in X2. 33. In order to understand the new spiritual world impulse mentioned above, it will be necessary to dwell on a great spiritual or cosmic fact, the manifestations of which show themselves in innumerable ways in the universe, and whose effects are of such an all-controlling nature that this same fact becomes the absolutely indispensable condition for the whole of evolution, and thereby constitutes the leading basic principle in every form of life experience. In Livitzbog I have given this powerful principle the name, Divine Creative Principle. With regard to this principle's higher cosmic analysis, it should be pointed out that it is absolutely eternal in its nature, and, like the other great general principles of existence, it is not the result of previous thinking and is therefore similar in being nameless in the highest analysis, but by virtue of the effects of this principle it can be identified as being the chief factor in that great cosmic reality which later in Livitzbog is described as X2. 34. As already noted, this creative principle is the fundamental basis for all development and life experience, but in order to understand it one has to be able to look out over so wide a cosmic horizon that this principle can be viewed in its entirety and in its most far-reaching consequences. We have such a field within each of the cosmic evolutionary sectors which in the present book are expressed under the definition spirals of evolution, each of them precisely forming a whole within which all the leading universal cosmic facts or principles are equally manifested. Within such a field the divine creative principle reveals itself as two diametrically opposing tendencies. These mutually control each other so that one tendency takes over in the first half of the spiral while the other does so in the latter half. By this means the living being's life experience within the two halves of the spiral is in the form of extreme contrasts. This is about the dark radiation. The necessity of contrast. 35. While in the first half of the spiral the effects of the creative principle have the purpose of developing an individual's love or desire for matter, so in the latter half the tendencies of that same principle have the purpose of developing the individual's love towards all living beings in existence. The consequence of this is that, in the first half, with an increasing stimulation towards the desire for material things, the individual actually becomes more and more bound up with those things created, in other words, entangled in matter. And to the same extent as this entanglement is taking place, so the individual's love towards other living beings deteriorates. And at the point where this deterioration culminates, the individual will come to experience the strongest feeling of his own eyes separation from other living beings in existence. This feeling will be recognized as the same as what we call the sense of individuality. So in the first half of the evolutionary spiral, the power of creation, with its stimulation of the individual's desire for, and concentration on material things instead of on living beings, will cause a renewal of that sense of individuality, being the same as the sense of an I. This continual focus on material things, instead of on the other eyes, gradually obliterates any feeling for those other eyes, to the advantage of that same individual's own eye. Through this, that same individual in the first half of the spiral will not only appear with a body dense and full of matter but also with a kind of rising culmination in self-love, an egoistic and insatiable desire to seize physical matter from its fellow beings, yes, even that very stuff from which they have built up their bodily structure. It is this basis which supports that form of life experience which, for example, stimulates the beast of prey and, in a later part of terrestrial mankind's consciousness, promotes cannibalism and meat-eating. Of course, it must be thoroughly understood here that in these written lines there is not in any way the least grain of reproach or attack on anyone. Indeed, considering the basic effects of the creative principle in the first half of the spiral cycle, these circumstances exist to a great extent as a condition of life and must therefore support that instinct in living beings of self-preservation. when the individual is quite lacking in sympathy with his surroundings and therefore, to the same degree, is in no state to consider or to sacrifice himself for his fellows, such an egoistical existence stimulates such tendencies which we describe as hate, envy, jealousy, ruthlessness, lust for power, pride, self-satisfaction, and boastfulness, the universal consequences of which in the form of murder, manslaughter, war, mutilation, suffering and illness promote the culmination of unpleasantness, all we have learnt to know as evil, and this again constitutes the darkness in the spiritual world of existence. So here in Levitsburg I have called the effects of that side of the divine creative principle the dark radiation. As this radiation has the purpose of stimulating the experience of darkness for living beings, and so determines in all of them a development of those faculties without which any experience of light would be an impossibility, this dark radiation, or so-called evil, in its deepest cosmic analysis constitutes a divine blessing. In this connection it will be well to remember that whatever the form of experience, it is precisely and solely conditioned by a previous experience of its contrast or opposite. No living being in existence, therefore, will be able to experience anything without having experienced its opposite beforehand. For example, how could we experience black if we had not experienced white? How could we recognize light if we had not experienced darkness? And how could we know that something was pleasant if we had not previously experienced something unpleasant? All sense perception, and with it every possible form of life experience, depends, therefore, on the conditions of contrast in existence. Without these, no life and no consciousness would be possible, an all-embracing death would reign, an everlasting nothing. But as it is an actual fact that the universe does not constitute an eternal death, but an eternal life, not a nothing but a something, it would also be a fact that the creative principle's dark radiation will become the first essential divine basis for the living being's journey towards the light. 36. While the effects of the creative principle in the first half of the evolutionary spiral have the purpose of allowing living beings to culminate in the experience of darkness and thereby making it possible later on to experience light, in the last half of that spiral, or evolutionary section, the purpose of that same principle has the opposite effect of allowing the individuals to culminate in the experience of light. These latter effects appear, therefore, as an undermining of the individual's strongly developed desire for material things experienced in the first half of the spiral. This undermining in that same individual consequently awakens an interest, or a love, towards the other living beings in existence. Thereby these beings become the fundamental point for the said individual, and material things only of secondary importance. But when material things in this way become as nothing and fellow beings as everything, it is the same as saying that the said individual comes to experience a feeling of his interrelationship with all other living beings in existence. Their well-being is his own well-being. The culmination of this will be identical with that feeling which allows the individual to experience himself as being one with the Father, which constitutes the greatest contrast to the creative principle's results in the spiral's first half, where the individual, with his love of material things instead of other living beings, experiences the greatest separation from the latter, which is the same as the greatest separation from the Father. As the effects of the creative principle in the last half of the evolutionary spiral promote the development of unselfishness, or universal love, and so liberate the individual from all strife and suffering and bring him into the harmony, peace and happiness of the universe, the highest form of cosmic light, to this side of that principle I have given the expression the light radiation. 37. The divine creative principle's total unfolding over the whole universe therefore manifests itself in the form of a light and a dark radiation. Consequently, living beings' eternal evolutionary journey goes through one zone where the dark radiation dominates and next through a zone where the light radiation animates all things. Therefore, those two zones together make up an area of development in which the life experience of living beings will arrive at a culmination of cosmic darkness and light in exactly the same degree. When a living being has passed through such an area, it has developed its qualities so greatly, that its life experience can be brought further on into a new area of the same kind, but of course in a higher form, and so it proceeds continuously. Through this process, the eternal life of living beings comes to shape itself as an experience of alternating periods of light and dark, the days and nights of eternal life. In this way, the divine creative principle, through the power of its two contrasting poles, sends its spiritual days and nights throughout the universe, just as, in the same way, it has allowed the suns, in connection with their planets, to send days and nights into the physical world. 38. As both the contrasting radiations from the creative principle complement each other to make a whole, which again is to be recognized as constituting the absolute and conditional chief factor in every form of life experience, so that principle, in its dark just as in its light radiation, becomes identical with an all-controlling divine blessing. This makes the eternal existence of living beings a growing experience of greater and ever greater heights in cosmic spheres of consciousness, with a widening view of lighter and happier regions of the planes of existence in the Godhead's eternal kingdom. 39. As the people on Earth, in their development, have already entered that half of the spiral when the light radiation from the creative principle begins to show itself, so to the same degree all of them begin to be inspired by this radiation. Therefore, the viewpoint in their consciousness is such that essentially they can only recognize this radiation as being divine, while on the other hand the dark radiation is shrouded in mystery for them. But, as we shall see later, this is quite natural. Concerning mankind's moral development, the creative principle is actually manifested through specially initiated beings, or beings who are so advanced in evolution that through their own personal experience they have acquired a view of life and its laws in such dimensions that they are able to shape the morals and idealism on which the civilization of mankind can be built. Each of such genuine spiritual reformers or builders of civilization is identical with that kind of being who in ordinary life would be called a messiah, but who here in Levitsburg has been termed a world redeemer. Such beings are recognized by the fact that their mission always results in the community acquiring a new and more complete spiritual civilization, which releases it from the primitive traditions, superstitions and resultant sufferings of the old outworn civilization. 40. As development can only take place through living beings experiencing darkness as much as light, then in the first half of an evolutionary spiral, the task for world redeemers is the moral instruction of mankind based on the divine creative principle's dark radiation, while in the last half of the same spiral the redeemers will guide mankind's development with ideals founded on that principle's light radiation. In this way, the world redeemers are inspired in the first half of an evolutionary spiral by the dark radiation from the creative principle, while in the last half, on the contrary, they are inspired by the light radiation of that same principle. As mentioned before, because terrestrial mankind has crossed the boundary into the last half of a spiral and has already been guided for thousands of years by the light radiation's world redeemers, while the direct leadership by the dark radiation's initiated beings is of a far older date, for terrestrial mankind these latter beings will fade away deep into the darkness of the past. But the aftermath of their existence still lives on in the form of ideas such as Lucifer, Ahriman, Devil or Satan, in the same way as the colossal animals which lived on Earth in a long vanished past are now referred to as dragons in fairy tales. But just as there is no lack of proof that these animals did exist because of the discoveries of fossils and skeletons, neither is evidence lacking that dark world redeemers also existed in the zone of the Earth, in that the world's morals, founded and established by them, still in our day rule over the development of the people, and dominate them to a far greater extent than does the commencement by the light world redeemers of a new cultural foundation which, with its few thousand years of duration, is from a cosmic viewpoint only just at the beginning or in embryo. This is better understood when one sees that all concepts which stimulate and defend ideas of hatred, war, murder, killing, punishment, meat-eating, righteous indignation, or holy wrath, can be identified as being details in the moral standard of the dark radiation. Naturally, included in this is every form of worship which results in the sacrifice of animals and human beings. So this moral standard is in complete contrast to that of the light radiation, from which we know such concepts as, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, avenge not yourselves, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Thus terrestrial mankind finds itself at a point in that evolutionary spiral section where the light radiation is in embryo while the dark radiation from the same principle is strongly in decline. This decline is quite fundamental in that the globe has already passed the culmination of the dark radiation which was long ago accepted in mankind's consciousness as a natural capacity. Thereby the mission of the dark world redeemers to the earthly zone is rendered superfluous. As it is the mission of world redeemers to implant in mankind's consciousness both the dark and the light radiation from the creative principle in such a way that the effect can become a natural aptitude for living beings, and so promote a culmination, then one can understand that the mission of each dark or light world redeemer is finished, in other words lacks the necessary conditions, at the point where those radiations have already culminated. 41. As the globe belongs to just that zone where the radiation of darkness has culminated, and became a natural capacity for its population, it is clear that the existence of dark world redeemers has now become a total impossibility in the earthly sphere. However, it is quite different with the creative principle's light radiation, which is only in embryo in that same sphere. Therefore, we can also realize that terrestrial mankind's present development is being led forward by light world redeemers. Such beings will be known as those persons who are the source of the present-day leading world religions, and their identity as light, or belonging to the light radiation, will be confirmed in the same degree by their wisdom and teaching, proclaiming the pure essence of love and thereby dissociating themselves from anything which manifests the principle of killing or any of those details mentioned regarding the creative principle's dark radiation. As it lies outside my task to define or give information about the separate individualities among these great benefactors of mankind, here in Levitsburg I will not go into detail about them, but would point out that each of them in his own way and each to a certain extent has been inspired by, or initiated into, the great interplanetary principle's light radiation which will now be the conditioning factor of power in the cosmic administration of the Earth and its future course of evolution. 42. Thus, the people on this globe, for as long as they have belonged to the concept people, have been led in their development by older brothers, first by the dark and now later by the light world redeemers, but on account of people's primitive standards their view of these their cosmic leaders has sometimes taken on quite a fantastic form. Generally these special beings have been met by their contemporaries with great mistrust and misunderstanding, and then later when the divine effect of their mission was made plain, posterity has met them with such unshakable faith and unreserved recognition that the result has been worship. And the more these beings became of the past, became myths, legends and traditions, the more belief in them changed into superstition. There was free scope for the play of primitive imagination, and eventually these beings became recognized and worshipped as pure godheads. This fantastic adoring and worshipping of older brothers in development instead of the true godhead became at a later time one of the great hindrances in the development of those communities in question. And it is, of course, just as applicable today for thousands of people within the world religions. But this hindrance will not be repeated to such a degree in the New World civilization, because through the New World impulse people's consciousness will become directly focused on the Father or the Godhead. Before we continue in our analyses of the creative principle, it will be useful to get a firmly concentrated view of what has already been analyzed in the introduction concerning that principle. We will get this view by going over the description with the help of symbol number 1. Symbol number 1. The cosmic radiation of the globe. 43. According to the particular and mutually combined conditions under which the two radiations from the divine creative principle manifest themselves, living beings will appear at highly differing stages or grades. Thus they can find themselves at a stage where the dark radiation is on the increase and the light one is correspondingly decreasing, and they can find themselves at a stage where the opposite is the case. Such an evolutionary zone in which both these opposite standards come to a complete unfolding, or culmination, is called in Levitz-Bogg an evolutionary spiral. In the first half of such a spiral, the dark radiation from the creative principle arrives at culmination while the light radiation from the same principle is reduced to a latent state. In the last half of that spiral, it is the opposite, in that the light radiation has its culmination and the dark one becomes latent. As the conditions between the two radiations described here result in the living beings in the first half of a spiral evolving from a spiritual to a material state, and in the last half it is the opposite, then these two halves will be expressed for the individuals as their descending curve and their ascending curve. 44. But, as the living beings, having passed through both halves of a spiral, are so far developed as to be able to enter into a new continuous spiral of much greater dimensions in developing from light to darkness and from darkness to light, so the descending as well as the ascending curves of those same beings will together be established as an unbroken ascending course. This ascending course is identical with that which we in ordinary terms call evolution. In symbol number 1, we can witness that course which is symbolized by the steps appearing at the bottom of the symbol. From the dotted line on the left up to the dotted line on the right, we have a spiral section. This is divided into a row of steps. These should symbolize the particular main stages in which the spiral section appears, based on the creative principle's two radiations. These main stages will again be established as the kingdoms, or planes of existence, through which living beings are led by evolution. Within a spiral section, there are 6 of such kingdoms. Of these kingdoms, terrestrial mankind has perception or knowledge of only 3, which are depicted by the uncolored figure inside the step formation. These are the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the animal kingdom, which are respectively marked on the symbol as number 6, 1 and 2. Number 2 is the kingdom to which terrestrial mankind still belongs, but for all human beings this is degenerating very strongly in favor of the real human kingdom, which is expressed as number 3 in the section and towards which the creative principle's light radiation is leading terrestrial mankind powerfully by means of all the main religious and spiritual movements together with the great new world impulse. We cannot go into closer cosmic analysis of these kingdoms at this point as it has no relevance in the introduction, but we will return to it in later sections and symbols of Levitz-Bogg. 45. Across the step formation there is a conical figure which expresses the mutual conditions between the dark and light radiations through a spiral section. The violet areas at the sides express those cosmic realities which later in Levitz-Bogg are described as X2, in which the creative principle in its highest analysis proves to be the dominating factor. Between these two areas we see that the creative principle's light radiation, expressed by the white area going from the middle of the first kingdom number 5 at its highest or culminating point, through kingdoms number 6 and number 1, is steadily decreasing, so that it appears in the middle of kingdom number 2 in its most latent form, thereafter increasing again through kingdoms number 3 and number 4 and then reaching a new culmination in a new kingdom number 5. Following the creative principle's dark radiation, which is expressed in the symbol by the black area, we see that it has its culmination where the light radiation is latent, and its latent form where the light one is culminating. Thus, existence for living beings is created by alternating periods of experiencing darkness and light. And one evolutionary spiral with its light and dark halves becomes in this way the expression of the individual's highest experience of the principle of day and night. Evolutionary spirals should be regarded as the days and nights of eternal life. These days and nights have only 6 hours, but each single hour constitutes no less than one of the above mentioned kingdoms or planes of existence. And then again each of these hours has its thousands of minutes, one indicating a living being's single life. The seconds in these minutes can again be identified with the individual's single years of life. With reference to the above passage, we get a first faint intimation of the enormous panorama of time represented by one evolutionary spiral. We have before us a panorama compared with which people's ordinary maximum conception of time is lost in the purely microscopic. As well as this, the spiral days and nights become absolutely the only division of time that can be used in cosmic sense perspectives. 46. Just as we have seen here that the creative principle is the foundation for the development of the individual's highest experience of time, so, with the divine interaction between the light and dark radiation, it is also the foundation for all other forms of contrasting appearances in existence and thereby shows itself to be the fundamental basis for all things being accessible to the senses. 47. As we have mentioned before, the relationship of living beings to the creative principles to radiations will be expressed in stages or grades. That particular grade which the single individual comes to represent from these radiations, constitutes that same individual's highest and finest expression of his spiritual standard. And so with regard to the two radiations, the above-mentioned principle gives a special cosmic halo around the individual. To this I have given the name cosmic radiance. This radiance is accessible only to the most outstanding occult senses and can be perceived only from that plane of existence which here in Levitsburg is called the divine world. One should not, therefore, confuse it with the ordinary clairvoyant vision of the astral aura also surrounding living beings, which in reality is the screen behind which the cosmic radiance is hidden. 48. As the earthly globe, which we will come to know more about later on in Levitsburg, constitutes a living being, so it, too, has its cosmic radiance. And it is to this I have tried to give physical expression and make it accessible to physical sight on the present symbol's main figure. We see this globe surrounded by a radiating cruciform body from which a dark halo is visible. This radiating body expresses the globe's representation of the creative principle's light radiation, while the dark body expresses the globe's unfolding of the same principle's dark radiation. In this way there is depicted here the combined value of these two radiations and their present-day relationship to the globe. The radiating body around the globe is the whole basis for the so-called good in earthly existence and the dark one for the so-called evil. These two bodies gradually change character in that the radiating body, as we already know, is on the increase and the dark one is decreasing. In order to obtain a little insight into this process of change, it will be useful to point out that about 2,000 years ago the radiating body consisted merely of a faint light rim around the globe, while the very dense darkness, which now lies directly outside the shining cruciform halo, at that time nearly filled out the whole field of dark radiation. This process of change will develop during our time and onwards with a very strongly increased speed through the power of the previously mentioned new spiritual world impulse, so that in 3,000 years the light body of radiation will have long outdistanced the area of the very dense darkness within the dark radiating halo. This will gradually indicate to terrestrial mankind that the good and the principle, love one another, meaning sacrifice, altruism, tolerance and honesty, has by then neutralized evil on earth so strongly that all the misfortunes and sufferings prevailing nowadays, such as war, murder, killing, illness, poverty, strikes, lockouts and unemployment, will have ceased, in the same way as all poisonous and dangerous animals will be no more. The earth will consist of only one kingdom, the United States of the world, one flock and one shepherd. The real human kingdom, Kingdom number 3, which is still not of this world, or at least is present only in embryo, will have become a terrestrial fact by that time and will be the absolute ruler over all material matters as well as spiritual phenomena. 49. It remains now to point out Kingdom number 2 on the symbol, where we can actually witness how the globe, from a cosmic viewpoint, has just passed the culminating zone of the dark radiation and in its evolution is now on its way to an increase of the light and a decrease of the dark radiation from the divine creative principle. The people of the earth have thus an immensely long and brilliant epoch of evolution awaiting them, an epoch in their development where they will awaken to a consciousness about their own eternal nature and be liberated from their dark, unconscious earth-bound existence and will come to experience beautiful and divine planes of existence, shining and sparkling scenes of past and future world perspectives in a culmination of love, intelligence, intuition and bliss. Chapter 3. The New World Impulse. The Divine Creative Principle is accessible for sensing. 50. As we have mentioned earlier, the Divine Creative Principle in its highest nature is nameless or like an X, and it is only accessible for sensing when it incarnates in living beings and there becomes visible as the main regulating factor in their mental lives or consciousness.